Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome to another Powered by Transova podcast. Today we have with us a very special guest, and if I'm going to be biased and don't tell anybody else, one of my favorites to work with here at Transova. We have with us our sales director, Nikki Grasma, and before we let her go ahead and introduce herself, I'm going to spare the world from singing happy birthday to Emily, but it is her birthday today. So happy birthday, Emily Warnemont.
Thank you. Appreciate it. 21 how many years? over
another year younger, right?
That's awesome. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now back to the matter at hand, Nikki. We're so excited to have you. I know it's been hard to get time on the schedule because life is busy and work is busy, but we're excited to have you. Why don't you go ahead and kind of start with your story? How'd you find your way to Transova, into agriculture? Kind of give us a little bit of your background.
Sure, I'd be happy to. And before I jump into that, I have to say happy birthday to Emily. And then also that you two really are some of my most favorite people at Transova. So I feel pretty honored to get to do this podcast with you. So my way into agriculture really wasn't in the traditional sense that I grew up on a ranch or a farm. I was actually a town kid. But I did have the luxury that my grandparents had a farm and had livestock. And then my sister actually married a farmer with commercial cows, and they eventually started raising rodeo bulls. And so that really intrigued me, started my interest, and I was able to also work with the local veterinarian. And so when I went to SDSU, I had all intentions of becoming a veterinarian. But while I was there, I was able to involve myself in some bovine research projects and really found a love for working with cows. And while I was there, my bovine reproduction professor pulled me aside one day and he's like, "You really have a passion for this and I think you should pursue a career." And so that's how I ended up at Transova. I actually started my career at Transova. So I feel very blessed to have had that opportunity, because what an amazing place to start your career out. And ended up working out in Montana. And eventually when my husband and I decided to start a family, we moved back home. So I sadly had to leave Transova at that point, but it's always been very near and dear to my heart. And a couple of years ago, I had an opportunity to come back to Transova. And so again, I feel very blessed to be with such an amazing company and work with such wonderful people.
Awesome. Yeah, it's been fun getting to know you, Nikki. And we were talking before this that you had to lock out the French Bulldogs. So unfortunately, they won't be making an appearance on the podcast today. But glad to have you on. And we're going to deep dive. Oh, my gosh, I can't talk today. Today, we're going to deep dive into all things sales related to Transova. So, Nikki, as you know, agriculture is a relationship-driven industry. How has that shaped your approach to sales and leadership?
I really couldn't have said that any better myself. It truly is a relationship-driven industry. And it's really where consultative sales comes in very well to play. The sales process isn't about a transaction. It's about really providing a long-term customized solution for that producer. It's about listening, building trust, and truly understanding, what their needs are, what their goals are. And most importantly, it's really following through on what you say, building those long-term relationships, and being truly invested in their goals. And I think that really follows right over into my leadership style. I think I've always resonated with the servant style leadership. I really want to empower my team and remove obstacles to their growth. I love finding what they're passionate about and helping them grow with that and achieving their goals.
Well, I can certainly say that we're incredibly lucky that you came back to Transova, Nikki. I think you model incredible leadership and are definitely someone that others can look up to and model their own behaviors and kind of follow in the footsteps of you. So we're glad to have you. Maybe give us a little bit of insight. What's one experience early in your career that really changed the way you think about serving clients in this space? You've got a lot of background and a lot of history now. Kind of what's something that kind of shaped you and changed the way you think about that?
That is a really good question. When I think back about when I was first working at Transova, I had an experience that really was amazing. You know, every day I was working in the lab, and we worked with several great producers out there, several seed stock producers. And we ended up going back to one of the ranches, and some of the embryos that we had put in, they had calved. And I remember the producer, he came in and asked me to step out of our mobile lab, and he brought me over to the pasture, and he's like, look what you helped with. And that was such a humbling experience for me to realize that he brought me in to be part of his vision. And, you know, to really show that this is a true partnership, and that even though we have a small part, it truly is a privilege to work with these producers and see their outcomes and their choices. And I can honestly tell you that the entire sales team feels that way. Every day we realize that we do have the privilege to do that. And then I think the second thing to that question, when I think about what shaped me, again, goes back to that first experience. I had an opportunity to work with Dr. Chuck Yu, and I probably can't tell you enough how appreciative I am for that. He was an amazing mentor to me, really encouraged me to grow. And I remember one day he just come up to me and he said, it's time, Nikki. And I didn't really know what he meant, but when he elaborated, he said, you know, you're really happy when you're doing embryology work, but I see your passion come out when you're out talking to the producer, because I think we need to start gearing you towards sales. And that really was the trajectory to my career in sales.
Wow, that's cool. I did not know that story, Nikki, that he was the one that pushed you to do sales. That's cool.
Yeah, it was very neat. So very lucky again to have that experience.
Yeah. And sometimes when you're in that position, you're like, wait, what? Are you not happy with what I'm doing? You know, and it's kind of like, right. Wait, what? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I had that same thought. I'm like, well, I guess I didn't think about that. And, you know, he saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And, you know, to have a mentor like that, that recognizes that and takes the time to really steer you and guide you. And so I truly credit him for the decisions and pathway I've taken in my career.
That's awesome. And that's really great to have a mentor like that to help push you into that next step of your life. So very cool. So I guess the next question kind of leads into your team that you've made here at Transova. But before we get into that, maybe for anybody that's not familiar, what does sales, you know, look like here at Transova? Because everybody's very familiar with the service part and our service teams, but what does that sales portion of Transova look like?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So the sales portion is really, I like to say it's an extension of our fantastic CSR team. And so we are the team that are out in the field and getting the opportunity every day to see the producers in their environment and what they're doing. And so the sales team, really, first and foremost, we need to be a trusted resource. And our main goals are to identify the producer's goals, provide a customized solution that really moves their genetics forward. But we also are looking for solutions that impact their efficiency and their profitability. So it's really taking their best cows and making as many of those as possible. And that may be through helping them choose to use embryo products or using their own herds to compel their, you know, move their genetics forward in their herd. And so, again, it's something that I will probably say a few times. It really is a privilege that we get to be out at these producers' sites working with them.
That's really neat. And that, you know, we use this phrase quite a bit on the podcast, but you know, how we tailor our toolbox of services, you know, to kind of meet breeders and producers where they're at. And I really like how you phrased it earlier, Nikki, when you said that you get to help them with their vision. And that's exactly what you and your team do, is you see what their challenges are, what they're looking, you know, what their dreams and hopes are, and you guys really help them refine what that means from a reproductive services standpoint. So I think that's pretty cool. Nikki, I know some new team members, some established team members, but tell us a little bit about the team that you've created at Transova. Give us a little bit more background on that.
So how much time do we have? Because I really think that I can talk about this team all day. I am so blessed to lead a group of 12 outstanding individuals. Each of these individuals have varying strengths and talents, and they all work so well together. We've kind of created a family unit. And just the other day, one of the team members, Dalton, sent me a message. He had had the opportunity to travel with two other team members. And, you know, he just shared that it was such an amazing experience because they all worked together and were able to offer something different in those meetings and solve problems right away. And it's really special the way this group works together. You know, traditionally, when you have a sales team, there's some healthy competition amongst the group. But I can honestly say that this group works so well together that there isn't any of that competition. And it's like, what can I do to help you? I will do whatever I need to today to help you so we can help that producer achieve their goals. And just to tell you a little bit more about the team, I have four dairy consultants that are really focused on helping our dairy producers. These four individuals are amazing. They can tell you anything about dairy that you possibly could ever ask. And their names are Seth Carpenter, Chelsea Abbott, Jake Jance, and John Metzger. And then we have five beef-focused members on our team. And these guys, again, are phenomenal and can help you in any question that you have about beef. And they are Garrett Stanfeld, Carrie Crow, Marissa Fisher, Colin Welper, and Justin Rhodes. And we also have a couple unique individuals on our team. I call them my crossovers. That is Candace Dyer and Dalton Tupper. And the reason I call them crossovers is they feel very comfortable talking beef or dairy. And so they're unique individuals in that they can go any which way and help you. And then, of course, we have our cloning expert, Diane Broke, who's been with Transova for since the beginning. And so to have that level of varying backgrounds and experience is just, it's amazing. You know, I was trying to think about how could I relay how special this group is. And I think it would be sharing an experience we had this year. We were able to go, a large group of us of the sales team was able to go visit one of our clients that is working on building their F1 or replacement female herd. And that is something that our team is really focused on. And we were able to go out to this ranch. And I remember we were all standing in the pasture and we were waiting for them to bring these cows up with their calves. And when they came up, we all gasped at the same time because we were just so impressed and felt, again, that privilege that we were able to be a part of this and see these amazing calves from these amazing moms. And those are the kind of experiences that just make me want to get up every day and keep doing more for not only for my team, but for the producers.
Absolutely. It's always cool to see embryo calves on the ground, and especially the F1s that we've all put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into that program, and to see it come to life, I'm sure was very cool. And I'm a little jealous that I missed it. So I want to invite for the next trip, Nikki.
All right. You are definitely invited. You're first on the list for next time,
Emily. Okay, perfect. So you've kind of alluded to this a little bit, but maybe go into a little more, Nikki, on what the role is that your team plays in connecting clients with the right services and reproductive technologies.
Sure. You know, I think the biggest way to look at it is that we truly seek to understand. Every producer has a different need, a different goal. And so when we go out and visit with them, we first need to understand those goals, what is going on currently at their operation and where they want to be in the future. And so when we look at that, we need to decide what is the best solution. Is it bringing new genetics into their herd? For example, if it was a dairy, maybe they were really focusing on individual traits and not so much on the genetics of their herd. Or maybe it's vice versa. Maybe that's all they were focusing on was genetics. And so if that's the case, then we can actually use their own cows to make their replacement females. So again, it's finding out what they need and then bringing the right path forward, and then connecting them with our talented team members, our PST teams, and how we can achieve those goals.
Very, very good, Nikki. Tell me a little bit, you were with Transova in the beginning and we've got you back now. How have you seen like client needs or expectations change over the years? You know, you just kind of went through that, what you're looking for. What have you seen change in the beef and dairy industries?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, when I first was at Transova, it was primarily where we were doing conventional flush. And now we're seeing, you know, how much everybody is embracing IVF. And that's been a change over the years. And I think the other thing that is really prevalent right now that we're seeing is a lot of our producers are diversifying, or, you know, they're having to have another job outside of the ranch. And so what we really focus on at Transova is how do we, again, adjust what we do to meet their needs? And some of that may be like where we try to provide more sites to make it more convenient, because they don't have the luxury of taking the entire day to, you know, haul their clients to a site. And so we've really just tried to grow and meet them where they're at and make sure that they can still have access to all of our services.
Absolutely. I know Sarah and I have talked about this before, but even just in the last few years, the amount of locations that have been added to provide those services closer to home has grown exponentially. And we were looking at the map the other day of how much it's grown. It just in the last year has been crazy.
Yeah. And I would say a lot of that can be attributed to Nikki and her team as well, because you're out there establishing those relationships and making those client connections and making those opportunities and those, you know, those locations possible.
Thank you. It's always exciting for us to bring on somebody new and just the process itself. So when we get to add another site, it's like we're bringing another team into our group. So it's always exciting.
Absolutely. What trends, you know, are you most excited about that are happening now with reproductive technologies and genetics, or that you see coming down the pike?
You know, I think one of the things that we're really seeing now is just that our larger commercial beef and dairy herds are really seeing how embryos can impact them. You know, traditionally it was a lot of like the show beef or dairy cows that were really using IVF and the embryos. But now we're really seeing those larger herds embrace the embryo. And, you know, the focus there was always on the sire choices and how we can improve our herd overall genetics with the sire. But now we've really seen the focus on the embryo or the power of the female. And, you know, nothing really moves genetics faster than the embryo. So it's been really exciting to see just the increased interest in that in those commercial herds and how we continually work to make sure that we're meeting those needs of those producers.
Emily, I know you and I work in marketing, but Nikki just said that probably better than anybody I've heard so far. You did a great job talking about that and summarizing that and talking about those, you know, client needs and how they're changing. How do you see, Nikki, Transova adapting to meet kind of that next generation of producers, those people that are now fully embracing, you know, either an embryo product or an embryo technology? You know, how do you see that changing right now, or how Transova is adapting?
Sure, that's a great question. You know, if we kind of break it down between the two groups that we serve, you know, with our beef producers, we need to really select cows that are a lot more productive, that can maintain their body weight, their conditions, raise a calf every year. And so we're really focusing on our F1s with that, those maternal characteristics. And, you know, prior to this, it was like the producers either had to pick, do I focus more on my maternal or do I focus more on my terminal beef? And so by what we've done with our F1 program, they truly can have their cake and eat it too. We can bring them the maternal, the maternal focus with the cows, and then they can really focus on that terminal beef outcome, where they can have those, those cows that have more marbling, you know, grow up to 1500 pounds plus at those feedlots. And then I think in the dairies, one big thing is when you implement an embryo program into a large commercial herd, as you guys can imagine, there's a lot of moving parts. And that is one thing that our operations team has really focused on. And we can pretty much implement a embryo program into one of these larger dairies very seamlessly now. And so that's been really exciting to see the amount of focus that we have put on that. And then also our talented team at TOGU has really put together a very nice program on how we can take individuals that are currently employed by the dairy and train them to do the embryo transfer. And so again, both ways, we're looking at way to be efficient and meet their needs so they can continue to grow and expand.
And I think that leads very well into our next question, Nikki. You mentioned being efficient, and both beef and dairy operations have to really optimize all of their resources available just to put out a product or to stay relevant in our industry now. And obviously, the topic of efficiency and sustainability are very hot topics right now in the industry. How have you seen that come up in conversations that you've had as a sales team with potential clients or even current clients?
Yeah, I would say that comes up regularly. You know, not only do our producers have to meet their current needs now, but they're also still planning for the future. And I think the genetic diversity and the reproductive technologies truly are the foundation of our global food supply. I think the last estimate I heard was by 2045, the world population would reach about 9 billion plus. And with that, animal protein needs to double to meet that growing demand. And about 70% of that increase is going to have to come from technology. And so we continue to look at ways to meet them with that sustainability and efficiency. So, you know, we're looking at how can we have cows, you know, with our terminal beef that are more efficient, more heavily muscled, more high marble to reach those weights that are needed. With our F1s, the maternal cows, we want to have a cow that's going to breed back every year, be a good mother, has longevity in the herd, doesn't have the health issues. You know, and for our dairy producers, we want to focus on genetics on, you know, cows that not only produce more milk, but have good reproduction and less health events. And so our R&D team, which is also amazing and fantastic, they are focused on those topics every day. And how can we continue as a company to support the growing industry and the needs that are coming down the pipe with our food supply?
Very good. I think you kind of bring up a two-sided point in that producers and breeders in the agriculture industry right now really have to focus on continuous improvement at all times. They have to be thinking about that next step. And we're fortunate, like you said, privileged to be part of that next step for many of these breeders and producers. And then on that same token, continuous improvement internally, that our team does such a great job. You mentioned our R&D team also knows that breeders are focusing on continuous improvement. So therefore, we're focusing on continuous improvement. And I think that kind of goes hand in hand really well together. Nikki, but unfortunately, by the time this podcast is pushed out, I think that the deadline for the intern applications will close. But I did want to highlight that for the first time in the summer of 2026 that you'll get to have a sales intern. So I thought this might be a good opportunity to go over what that looks like. And so that maybe if there's kids in education out there right now thinking about the summer of 2027 already, they'd have an opportunity to understand what opportunities lie for them in sales at Transova from an internship standpoint.
Yeah, we are very excited about this, Sarah. It, as you mentioned, it's our first chance to have a sales intern. And what we really hope for this sales intern to achieve is they're going to get to experience both beef and dairy consultative sales. We're going to walk them through the process, you know, how you do the discovery, the advocating, and then give them an opportunity to travel with both of our beef and dairy teams and be part of some industry events with us. And I think unknowingly, we started to prepare for this this year when we implemented our RBM mentorship program, our regional business mentorship program. And the reason that we implemented that was is we had a lot of internal interest as to what the sales team was doing. And so, you know, in a way that was very nice because we were able to take that and develop it, put together a program that we think works really well to show people with what we do. And so we're going to model our sales internship program after that. And I was very excited to see this year, we had over 67 applicants for that internship. And so, but the young adults in the industry are definitely going to put us up to task. It's going to be a challenge to pick just one of those individuals. So I was really excited to see that level of excitement for sales.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous that you've gotten more applicants than our marketing one, because usually we have the highest, but
sorry, Emily.
No, I'm kidding. No, that's great that we're having so much interest in that internship. And maybe you would want to go into a little bit more about that mentorship program that you mentioned, Nikki, for anybody that's not already aware of that.
Sure, absolutely. And so it was really created because we had so much interest internally in what the sales team was doing. And so we wanted to extend it out to anybody within Transova that could be part of this. And so it was quite a rigorous process, actually. They had to go ahead and, you know, put why they were interested in sales and do an essay. And then we put them through a panel interview. We really wanted to give them the true experience of having a panel interview with sales related questions directed at them. And we had such an overwhelming response internally with people that was interested. We originally had planned to just have one or two Mentovas, as we like to call them. And we ended up taking five because they were just fabulous. And their level of interest was so high. And I can honestly tell you that it has been such a great experience. Everybody on the sales team is so proud of our Mentovas and how they've embraced the sales process. And we've had them doing everything from going on sales calls with us, helping with satellite reviews, to doing what we call churn rate calls. We may have traumatized a few of our Mentovas with those phone calls, but, you know, very good experience for them. And they will be graduating here at our upcoming sales meeting, and they're all going to give an overview of what they learned and what the experience is. So it's not only has it been fun that way, but it's also been really fun. One of our sales team, Garrett, has really embraced this program, and he has been just fantastic at leading these RBM Mentovas through what it looks like to be on the sales team. And so I really want to give a shout out to him as well, because he's done a fantastic job.
Very good. And thanks to Garrett for the time. And I know, Nikki, you've put a lot of time into the program too, so I think you could give yourself a pat on the back for shaping such a cool program within Transova that allows people to experience what you guys do day in and day out, even if some days you have really good days and some days it's a little traumatizing. But it's all part of it, all part of the experience. So thanks for talking about that. The last question we have is a little bit just for fun, Nikki. So tell us, if you weren't in sales, What job in agriculture would you love to try for a week? The only right answer is working with Emily and Sarah on the marketing team. Okay, I'm just kidding. You can answer that honestly.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. Yes. Actually, I do get the pleasure of working with you guys quite frequently. And I do just have to give a shout out to you guys with what you guys do day in and day out. It's absolutely amazing. So it is a pleasure to work with both of you. I do need to say the entire marketing team, because Morgan and Reagan are just as exceptional as well. But I think if I had to, for 1 week, I probably would want to go back and be an embryologist again, because it's changed so much from when I did it initially. It'd be really fun to experience that again and just be part of that team out in the field. So I guess that would be my choice. Second to marketing.
Good answer. Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to go back to being an embryologist for a week, Nikki, but I, when you say that it has changed so much, I can feel that, because I was an embryologist too. And when we were in Montana a couple weeks ago for the Hereford tour, and Morgan got some good pictures and of me searching for the first time in several years. And the look on my face, my mom was like, "Do you know what you're doing? Because it doesn't look like it from this picture." I was like, I was just hoping I would find something. So I don't know if I could do that for a full week, but it was fun to go back and experience again.
Well, you did a great job, because you did find everything that was collected. So you do need to give yourself some kudos. So.
Yeah.
Does that mean, like, is it like riding a bike, Emily? Did it just take you a little bit to brush off the dust and get going again?
Yeah, it's even better. You dust off the dust a lot quicker when there's 130 people staring at you.
I was going to say, a high-pressure situation to get yourself back in the groove.
Yeah.
Would you like a challenge, Emily?
Yeah, that's so true. Anyway, well, thank you, Nikki, for joining us today. That is the end of our questions. Is there anything that we didn't ask about, or anything you'd like to add before we wrap up here today?
You know, I thought you guys had great questions, and I think probably just ending with, I know we all talk at Transova about passion. And I think sometimes people in the industry are like, "Oh my gosh, okay, yes, we know you guys have passion." But as I'm, you know, adding people onto the sales team, I try to describe it. And there is really no way to describe it until you become part of it. And it is a very special thing that we do have at Transova. And it's something where I think every single day we all wake up and we feel truly blessed and privileged to be part of a company like Transova and part of such a unique team. And so I just to relay that message out there again, that we all really love what we do. And our main goal is to make sure that we're doing absolutely everything we can for our partners and clients in the industry.
I think that's awesome, Nikki. And I did make a mental note of how many times you've used the word privilege, and you can tell you mean that genuinely, that it is a privilege for you to do what you do and for our team to do what we do. And I know sometimes sales gets a bad rap because it's all about, you know, a person pushing something at somebody. And I truly feel like at Transova, that's not the instance. It's very much a, we're problem solving together and creating solutions for producers long term that can ultimately benefit both parties. So I think it's very, like I said, it's very apparent that it's genuine in your voice, how much that you appreciate and how much you think it's a privilege to do your job. So we appreciate you not only taking the time to do this podcast, but to share with us kind of your insight into your role, into the team. So we thank you again for your time. We're probably going to have more sales episodes coming up, if I imagine, Emily, that we'll get to do some more of these with some of your talented team members that you mentioned. But we appreciate your time, and we will see you all on another episode of the Powered by Transova podcast.
Well, thank you very much, guys. It was fun to spend this hour with you.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.